This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel remains pleasant this evening, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze. It's a warm night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the UAE intercepted two drones from Iran earlier today. The Qatari Prime Minister warns Iran against using the Strait of Hormuz as a pressure tool. Also, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated the Iran war is not over until enriched uranium is removed from Tehran. He discussed this earlier today with CBS News on their program 60 Minutes. Also this hour, I-24 News tells us that the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon. The IRGC has since threatened U.S. bases and ships in retaliation for attacks on Iranian tankers. Separately, JTA reports that a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. The attack resulted in the death of a Jewish woman and caused her family great pain. And finally, JTA also reports that the sons of the victim said their mother suffered indescribable pain for weeks following the attack. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah released a video showing a drone strike on an Iron Dome battery. The IDF responded by stating, "This is full-scale war." Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 commented earlier today that we might soon see nets over many IDF military facilities. From Middle East 24, the latest is that the IDF struck more than 20 Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the UAE, the Jerusalem Post reports that two drones from Iran were intercepted earlier today. This incident follows a period of calm since a ceasefire in the Iran war. The Qatari Prime Minister's warning suggests rising tensions over the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This could impact regional security and global oil supply routes. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, Ynet reports that he emphasized the need for Iran to dismantle its nuclear sites. He refrained from discussing potential military action. Netanyahu's remarks highlight the persistent concerns over Iran's nuclear capabilities and the potential for renewed conflict. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides details on the IDF's overnight operations in southern Lebanon. These strikes come after threats from Iran's IRGC. The situation remains volatile, with the risk of further escalation involving regional and international actors. In earlier reporting, the life sentence handed to the man responsible for the Boulder attack brings some closure to the victim's family. The lengthy trial process underscores the ongoing struggle against anti-Semitic violence and its deep impact on affected communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that despite the conflict along the Lebanon border, farmers, tourists, 10,000 MS, and businesses in northern Israel are striving to maintain normalcy. Separately, Globes notes that JFrog's shares jumped 24% after strong first quarter results. This marks a significant recovery for the Israeli software company since its downturn in February. And finally, CTEC reports that WhatsApp billionaire Yann Koum has donated $200 million to Jerusalem's Shaare Zedek Hospital. This donation will fund a major expansion and marks the largest contribution in Israeli healthcare history. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.